With me in the studio tonight, I'm so delighted that I get to have you on the air with us, Josh. Welcome.
Well, I'm delighted to be here. Thank you for having me.
Josh Groban, who we've been playing your song since I got a pirated copy of it months ago, I think.
Good.
Before the record folks released it. And it's so powerful and so beautiful.
Thanks a lot.
So we wanted to welcome you. But this interview's actually been postponed a couple of times.
Yeah.
Like, we were going to get together on a Tuesday, and we're going to get together on a Thursday, and then we're going to get together next Tuesday. And I just found out why.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you, and I'm sorry that I had to postpone, but yeah.
You had to postpone being on my little radio show because...
Well, because Oprah called and wanted me to be on her show yesterday, so I did that and taped it, and it's going to air July 11th, but yeah.
Oprah.
So
that would be the African American talk show hostess that owns the world.
I think that would be the one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one.
It has like 26 million viewers every day. That Oprah.
I think that's the Oprah.
And that took precedence over this little radio show.
It was a tough choice.
I know, Josh. You're going tough call. Do I go hang out with Janie and baby Jessie and Delilah and her daughter in the studio and eat Rice Krispie bars because we brought you Rice Krispie bars? Do I go, hang out with Oprah?
Yeah, I called the show and said, guys, you know what, Delilah, what do you want me to do? And they said, well, the problem is if you cancel now, we're probably not going to ask you back. So I said, all right, let me make a call.
Because you knew I would ask you back no matter what. You know, if you called and canceled on me because you decided to go get your tooth drilled, that's okay. Come back anytime.
That's not true. I had my teeth drilled a couple years ago, so it's okay.
So Oprah... The Oprah that's never had me on her show, that would be the same Oprah.
Yes, but I put in a good word for you.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you? I've put in a good word for me.
Have
I've
you?
Sent her, like, packages and photographs. I've sent pictures of my kids.
Oh, good.
I sent her Ezel's chicken one time thinking it would be a foot in the door.
Yeah.
No luck.
I'm sorry.
I guess you have to be like a 20-year-old singing sensation.
It helps, I think.
Yeah. Well, I have to be honest with you. Our very most talented, beautiful, sweet, young producer, Janie.
Yes.
Young. She wanted me to stress the young
extremely.
Part. Extremely young. Discovered you watching Ally McBeal.
Oh, great.
And she came rushing in going, oh, my gosh, we got to get this song. We got to get this kid. We got to find out about this guy.
Well, that's nice. I mean, Ally McBeal was a great kind of bump for me.
That was sort of like a launching pad,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. It was the first time I'd ever, really had the opportunity for more than, 100 people to hear me sing. So
Josh, hold that thought. Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment as we continue our conversation with Josh Groban. You're listening to Delilah. With me in the studio tonight talking to us is Josh Groban, who has sort of taken the nation by storm on all these TV shows, Ally McBeal. And a few minutes ago, you were telling me that before your big break, you had never performed for more than a few people. 100 people, a few million people.
A few million, yeah. Going to probably.
So how old were you, Josh? You're 20 now, right?
I'm 21.
21?
Yes.
The big 2-1.
The big 2-1.
How old were you when you started singing?
I started singing maybe, starting to get serious about at 15 or 16. But, even then, for the male
voice.
Did
you study for years? Did your folks send you to opera school and all that stuff?
No, not opera school. I mean, opera wasn't even something that I was really interested in. I was more interested in theater and pop music, So I started training with different teachers around Los Angeles, and one that I started working with, Seth Riggs in Los Angeles, sent my tape to David Foster, and that's how it happened. He was looking for someone who sang show tunes, and so I went to a concert that was being put on for the governor of California, and I sang All I Ask of You from Phantom of the Opera.
And how old were you?
17.
So how old were you when you knew in your heart and your soul that God had given you this amazing voice? Like when you were a little kid, did you just intuitively know that God had given you a gift?
I knew that God had given me the love of music, which was something that I always appreciated as a young kid. I just loved music, and my parents were always bringing me new CDs and taking me to great shows. Like, they took me to Elton John at the Hollywood Bowl, they took me to Cirque du Soleil, they took me to some great performances, and I just knew that it was a passion of mine, and it was something I wanted to get myself involved in, whether I knew it was going to be singing or playing piano, which I also do. And it was just one of those things where I eventually...
So you were one of those nerdy theater kids in high school.
Yeah, kind of. But I went to an art school, so I became, you know, big
so
guy on
campus.
So everybody
was the nerdy theater kids,
right.
And you were like the...
Right.
So which do you enjoy more? Do you enjoy acting more, performing?
Well, I enjoy performing. Singing is obviously my first love. You know, it's what I plan to continue doing the rest of my life. Acting...
You won't have to do it the rest of your life after the hit of this record, Josh. I'm glad you want to because, you know, you've got that voice.
Yeah. No, I want to, yeah, definitely. And acting was something that I walked into Ally McBeal, you know, having a little theater training, but never any TV training.
And David Foster got you that gig? How did you get that gig?
I sang at a charity event in Los Angeles. It was a big concert. It was for about 8 different wonderful causes. But it was a big show. And I was between Ray Charles and B.B. King, so I was kind of nervous. And NSYNC was performing,
gosh.
And a lot of different groups were performing, Mark Anthony. And I went on, and I got a great reaction. I thought, oh, my God, this is really cool. And I went home, and David E. Kelly called my manager and said he wants to put your music in the show. And I thought, oh, well, wow, right place at the right time. But I didn't know what that meant. And then I got a script and realized, okay, he's never seen me act. All he saw me do is one song, and he wrote me this whole part for most of the script. So, yeah, as soon as I read it, I said, oh, I'm taking Ally McBeal to prom. All right. Yeah, it was fun.
Jamie's bummed about that. She wants you to take her to the prom.
Well, you know, I didn't take anybody to my prom, so... You know,
we could, like, have a little prom here, Jane.
I could do a new,
We could have a prom, and you guys could go, because Jane never went to her prom either, because she didn't really attend school much in high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a date. That's fine.
Oh, my word. All right, you know what I'm going to do here, Josh? I'm going to play the song that you and Janie sort of became a couple to. The one you sang on Ally McBeal, the one that we're playing now currently on the air. Here is Josh Groban for Janie, To Where You Are.
Who can say for certain? Maybe you're still here. I feel you all around me. Your memory so clear. Deep in the stillness, I can hear you speak. You're still an inspiration. Can it be that you are mine? Forever love, and you are watching over me from up above. Faith believing all power can be seen. As my heart holds you, just one beat away, I cherish all you gave me every day. 'Cause you are mine forever, love, watching me
With me in the studio tonight is the young, the talented, the cute Josh Groban. A little too young for me or Janie, although Janie's going to go to prom with him.
Don't be afraid, Josh. I'm only teasing.
No, she's not.
Yeah. I'm not either.
Oh, Janie wrote this question. What is your? Can you tell she's smitten with you? What is your favorite thing about being a young, handsome, talented celebrity?
Oh, my God. Well, it's very flattering. That's very nice. I've never had all those words together in one sentence describing me. It's been really great having success lately. I mean, it's been really flattering to know that after all this hard work on an album, you know, people are appreciating it. And the celebrity thing is slowly coming. You know,
is that weird?
It's weird.
It's got to be weird.
You know, I've got a website that has some really amazing fans. And
amazing, good, amazing, or amazing, weird, amazing.
Mostly good, amazing.
Mostly good, amazing.
Yeah.
And mostly good, amazing.
Mostly they're incredible. And oh yeah, when I did Oprah, they were all there. I mean, like, they come to every show, they come to every radio station, they come to everything. And you know, they're
so
incredible.
You've got Josh Groban groupies.
They call themselves Grobanites.
Grobanites.
Yes, they have pins and T-shirts. I will not have even done my first concert, and we're going to do probably a convention. So, you know,
of Grobanites.
Maybe, no.
Yeah.
No, I think I've
you haven't done a concert yet.
No, not a concert.
Done a tour.
No, not yet. We're going to work
with
on one
the
over
dancers and the drummers and the light shows.
Fireballs and
those ramps that go out into the audience.
Exactly, a bridge that goes out into the audience.
That's the new big
fly
thing.
Fly over the audience with a hot dog. Yeah, no, it's. Yeah, it's gonna be great. I'm gonna rehearse it over the summer. We're gonna probably tour in November.
Can I be one of your backup dancers?
Absolutely.
Or something?
Because, absolutely.
You know, I
No.
Oh, you're so funny, Janie. Okay, fine, be that way.
We'll talk.
Okay. You know, I wanted to talk to you about something that you did, you young, talented, handsome star with Celine Dion.
Sure.
That little song that you did at the Academy Awards.
Yeah, well, we did it. We rehearsed it at the Academy Awards, and we rehearsed it at the Grammys as well. But the Grammys was the first real big thing I'd ever done. This was about 3 weeks after I did that concert with the Governor. David Foster called me back and said that he wrote this song called "The Prayer," and it was for Celine Dion and Andrea Bocelli. And I knew the song, and I love the song. And he said that Bocelli was in Germany and couldn't make it to the rehearsal. And he said, "Come on down to the Shrine and sing it with Celine." And I was still 17, so. I said no at first because I didn't think I could do it, and I didn't want to embarrass myself in front of everybody there.
That would be kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, if I went up there and said, "Hey, here's this kid," and couldn't do it. Exactly. So, you know, I didn't know what to expect, you know, from Celine Dion, but she was so incredible and so nice. It made the day totally worthwhile.
Well, and the reason I wanted to bring that up is because I was there, actually. I know you don't know this.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I actually taught Celine Dion how to sing.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's a little known fact.
Congratulations.
But, yeah. Whoa. Barbara Streisand, Celine, they've both taken voice
some
lessons.
Very successful students you have.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's
and
great.
If you believe that, I've got some land. Since you're a young
buying.
Success. Yeah.
That's good. I'm looking for land. That's great. That's great.
I wish you felt better because I would have you sing, you know, a little a cappella.
I'm sorry.
That's okay because we've got your CD and we'll just play a couple of cuts off that.
Appreciate
how's that?
It. That's great.
Stop.
Talented singing sensation tonight. And Josh, thank you for stopping by, even though you, you know, have been busy seeing Oprah and don't feel well.
Yeah.
Did you come like to be on the show, or because you heard we brought Rice Krispie Squares?
No, I didn't find out about the Rice Krispie Squares until I got in here. That was a bonus, actually.
Okay. Yeah. We'll go have some Rice Krispie Squares then.
Delicious.
All right. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks a lot.
You're listening to Delilah.